Welcome to Sexy Body, Sassy Soul, where women get empowered to ask for and receive what they truly want in love life and business. And when we bring you conversations with inspiring women and sometimes men who share their juicy tips and secrets as to how they created their own version of success. And as the summer is here upon us, especially in New York City, it's very hot to stay sexy and sassy in this temperature, we are going to bring you even more exciting guests to keep you motivated and inspired to keep your business and your life on track in the summer. So today we are going to welcome Wendy Bauer-Schmidt from even hotter Florida.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. So let me just tell you a little bit about Wendy. She completed an undergraduate degree in design of environment and an undergraduate in architecture as well from University of Pennsylvania. And then she began a very, very successful 25-year career in commercial real estate finance and commercial real estate development. It's sexy to me, but maybe not to many other people. Along the way, Wendy has earned her MBA from School of Design. Am I saying it right? School of Design?
It's Dabocconi.
See, this is how much I know. I know it's very sexy because it's in Milan, Italy. And was an international director of financial services for a company in Milan, Italy, for many years. And then she burned out and felt very unfulfilled and decided to leave the corporate world and trained as a life coach. And eventually joined her husband in starting up a functional integrative medicine practice where she helped him grow the practice to high six figures in just 3 years. And she's using those skills now to help other integrative physicians to do the same. So Wendy, you really have quite a vast experience in several areas, but the most important one, the one that's juiciest to me, is your decision to leave corporate. And I know when you did that, it was, you were in a very, very beautiful place career-wise, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but not personally. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Let's dive right in and help women who are in a corporate maybe, or maybe thinking of changing from corporate to opening businesses, mm-hmm. or maybe open businesses and I want to go back to corporate. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sometimes happens. Well, sure. Well, what happened for me is I was running this company in Italy, and it was in Milan, and it was exciting and sexy, and Milan is a wonderful place, and what I was doing was sort of at the forefront of what was happening in that financial sector at the time, and it became too much of a good thing, as many of these things often do. My clients were investment bankers, and things were moving very quickly. There was a lot of money, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, and it required, 24/7 commitment. And on a long-term basis, that gets hard to sustain. And I, would live on espresso. Mm-hmm. Because with the time difference and lack of convenience food available in Italy at the time, many times I was in the office by myself at 10 o'clock at night with me and the espresso machine, and it took its toll on my body.
Mm-hmm. So.
And then personally, while my career was blossoming, I was personally unfulfilled because I didn't have a relationship. I had no time for a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the energy for a relationship, and I knew that if I continued along that path, that no matter what success I had career-wise, I would feel unfulfilled in life because connection and relationship is very important to me. Mm-hmm. So I made the decision to take a sabbatical.
Wow. So you are
and really rethink my whole career.
So you're in Milan, Italy, which is mm-hmm. a dream for many. And it's beautiful. And you don't get a chance to, you don't even get a chance to experience it other than the espresso machine in your office. So you manifested an amazing career. And especially for a woman still, I mean, this was a few years ago, but especially for a woman to be in that position, to be set up for such peak in your career and look back and say, wait a second, this is not what I truly want. That takes a lot of guts.
Yeah, and it was, you know, at the point that I made that decision, it was really time for me to really take advantage of my experience and max it out by moving to another position in an investment bank where there are seven-figure bonuses and, you know, a lot more opportunity. And I just, you know, had to really look in deep in my heart, and I just didn't have it in me, because that wasn't, well, you know, that was on some level what I wanted. It wasn't what I deeply, truly wanted for my life.
Wow. How was your, so in that moment, how is your health too? Because that kind of, that was a key.
Oh, yeah, it's that was another factor. The burnout was very real, and I had what I then came to understand was adrenal fatigue, and I felt worse than I've ever felt in my life before and after. I didn't know what it was. It was like my body was betraying me. And so, you know, I was getting messages from my body, from the universe, you know, from all over, that this was not the right path for me.
Mm-hmm. And you actually heed the message, and you made a decision.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. So what happens, what happens then?
Well, I made the decision to take a sabbatical, and I went to coach training, to life coach training. Mm-hmm. And when I went to training, I said, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this as my career, but I know it's important for me to have this experience now. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, wonderful and life-changing, and the particular program that I was in really focused on living your vision.
Amazing. So let me ask you, before you even, I just thought of a question that I think is on a lot of women's mind, especially when they make the decision to change their career. Mm-hmm. There is that moment of, without even thinking of what you'll do, there is this security that you've built up, right? Mm-hmm. In a position that you are, and now you're changing everything around. Did you worry at all that you'll be able to take care of yourself? Because you were a single woman at a time, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's, you know, and you know from the work that we've done together on money, I'm a security guard. So security is paramount for me. Yeah. So I did have savings, and I allocated a certain amount of those savings to, you know, give me the time to cover my expenses and start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, went into it, you know, knowingly with that intention.
So how long did it take you from the moment when you said, this is it? I don't care how fancy this job is, how amazing and sexy Milan is, I am done. To the moment when you actually quit.
Oh, it wasn't immediate. It was a nine month period, because I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to take time off and draw down my nest egg, you know, sitting and contemplating my navel. So I took some time to, you know, think about that. And I also had some commitments with the company that I was involved with that needed to be, you know, resolved before I felt that I could leave, because I had worked on building a company, you know, from scratch, and it was sort of my baby, and so I wanted to leave it in the best way that I could.
Yeah, so can you just tell us a little bit more about that? Because there is that factor, you build it from scratch, right? Mm-hmm. And you just said it was your baby. And at that moment in life when you're deciding to leave your baby alone and move on, when your baby is grown enough and you're more important, what happened?
Well, we ended up getting a great client and selling the company back to the Italian company. It was a joint venture.
Mm-hmm.
And so they took it on and continued. That was the best.
How did you
approach.
Feel?
And they were ready, and they had gotten the knowledge that they needed, and that company has gone on to be very successful.
So you had a chance to build a legacy in that moment, you were building a legacy. How did you feel yourself when you made a decision, and as a result, the company makes a decision? What happens for you?
Oh, well, it is at the same time sad. There are tremendous emotions that come along with that. On the one hand, it was very sad to leave, and it was very difficult, and the Italian managers and employees, you know, became like family, because it was a small company that we had all put a tremendous amount of time and energy into growing together. And I was excited about going on to a new phase and a new venture, so it was bittersweet.
Oh, yeah, because
and
I know that...
scary, you know, scary. Absolutely scary, the idea of leaving, a comfortable income and that security was absolutely scary.
Yeah. And I know that in many conversations that I've had with my clients and other women, that part... First of all, the fear of what's going to happen, but really leaving your family behind, right? Like these people that you were so close with for so long and built something. I mean, especially for women, it's so, we get so attached, because we're nurturers. It's so important to us. And you kind of had to say, okay, what's the conversation in your head? Very particular.
Well,
today.
The conversation was, what's more important, as much as I loved Milan and I loved working, you know, with those people. I knew that with my personal life unfulfilled, I was not going to be happy. And so I had to make the decision for personal fulfillment, for that was what was right for me.
So leaving what you knew, you were so certain that leaving what you knew, no matter what happens next, it had to happen. It was more important than staying comfortable and with your family.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's, I think that is an important thing for women, that many women tend to stay too long in situations that are not best for them because of that, because we, have emotional connections with people that we work with.
Yeah.
And even though the situation isn't necessarily the best for us, either emotionally or career-wise, many of us stay longer at the party.
Yeah, that is so true. So we are going to take a quick commercial break and end on a cliffhanger. And when we come back, I just want to add one more sentence, because I know it was a really important time in your life at that moment. And then we'll find out what happens next to Andy. So come right back.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you need a business plan that can guide your company's growth? Covenant 7 will help bring the changes you need. We are small business consultants, and we pay attention to the details you may miss. Our coaching and consultant services are guaranteed to lead to right growth for your business. Call us at 917-833-4860 for a no-obligation free consultation. Check out our website at www.covenant7.com.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Everywhere you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
back with Wendy Bauerschmidt. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
So right before we broke for a commercial, you got into, I think, what's really important to go back to. What happens for women and the fact that we sometimes stay a little too long at the party. Mm-hmm. So can we just talk a little bit more about that and then what happened for you when you decided the party's over, I'm leaving?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, I think it's a combination of things that we get connected to the relationships at work, to the people. For you know, doing business in Italy becomes very personal. You know, even more than in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So personal relationships are very important, and I think that's for many women, personal relationships are the essence of how we connect.
Yes.
And then also sense of obligation, and I think that tends to be stronger for women than it is for men sometimes. Frankly, if a man had been in my position and had started this this company, he probably would have left and maximized opportunities well before and had less of a sense of obligation about really building it and growing it and seeing it flourish.
Wow, that's a big one, Wendy.
It's that combination of the relationship and the sense of obligation that I think is stronger for women.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I see it all the time when women have that almost, really, I mean, it is false belief. Nobody can do it. If I leave, what's mm-hmm. going to happen to all these people? And
yes.
I'm the mm-hmm. savior. I can't leave. mm-hmm. Wow. So thank you for saying that, because I think it's really important, and I think a lot of women will relate to that. Mm-hmm. And yet somehow you realize that your need to be true to yourself was more mm-hmm. important. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, Ben, my body gave me a really big, when my saying the universe taps you on the shoulder, and if you don't get it, it hits you over the head. And
yes.
I got hit over the head because the physical drain took its toll on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so my body gave me a very big message.
Okay. And mm-hmm. so you get what happened? I know we talked about it, but what happened, as much as you want to?
Oh, sure. Well, I had adrenal fatigue. I found an integrative doctor to work with who diagnosed it. Mm-hmm. And I spent so much time researching about, my body, because it was so, difficult for me that my body had betrayed me in this way, that I ended up doing some research and writing for him. And then sort of at the same time met my husband, who was an ER doctor at the time, and then and it's amazing what happens when you focus on it, because I had decided at that point in my life that what was really important to me was having a love relationship,
mm-hmm.
and really quickly I met my husband and got married, and then he had his own
journey. You're rushing.
Journey.
You're rushing.
He was an ER doctor at the time, had a car accident that blew out discs in his back, and mm-hmm. through finding what worked for him, he ended up becoming an integrative functional medicine physician and opened a practice, and I joined him to help him grow the business.
Awesome. Now I'm going to step you back, because you skipped through some really awesome parts. You skipped through some juice. I want to go back.
mm-hmm.
So, okay. So mm-hmm. your body tells you that you're not in the right place, and you take, mm-hmm. you listen to your messages, and you part ways with your career for 25 years, mm-hmm. the company you built, and you actually make a decision to make room. This is how I look at it. I know you look at it the same way. You make space in your life, right, for
mm-hmm.
things to happen.
Yes, and that was, I took a sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
I went out to Seattle and did training as a life coach,
mm-hmm.
With a process called Living Your Vision. So that really helped me get clear on what my personal vision was. And what became, clear to me is that having a significant relationship was, really important to me, that I would, as I said, I would feel unfulfilled if I didn't have that in my life. Mm-hmm. And so that was what I focused on. And then it was, you know, really pretty incredible how, you know, what you focus on increases.
Yep.
And you know, soon after that, I met my husband.
Wow. And I know it was a pretty quick process from the time you guys met that that your relationship
blossomed. Yeah, we got married 6 months later.
Yay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I love those stories. Mm-hmm. And that kind of took you on towards the path that you are on right now, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned
mm-hmm.
your husband was a doctor, but he was not in the same space as he is right now.
Oh, no. He was an ER doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very traditional, you know, dyed-in-the-wool, card-carrying member of the medical orthodoxy. And
they're very
important.
It was
his personal journey with his car accident that sort of turned his head around.
Mm-hmm.
I had always been into alternative and integrative medicine. I would rather take a supplement than take any medication. People at my, you know, various jobs used to call me the witch doctor because I always had a full drawer of vitamins and, you know, supplements. And if someone had a headache, I would give them something natural mm-hmm. instead of Tylenol.
But that's probably what helped you really recognize when you were going through tough times with your body and you decided to leave a career. Probably being in that space, being in that holistic space of taking care of yourself, gave you tools to recognize that your body was giving you messages versus just calling it sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Mike go through mm-hmm. on your separate journeys, and then you merge together,
mm-hmm.
and you start a practice, right?
Yes, he would. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys start right away together?
No, actually, I was working at a different job in real estate development.
So you went back after?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. After
mm-hmm.
a few years, I went back to work. I had, and this is another learning,
mm-hmm.
because I did coach training and, you know, hung out my shingle as a life coach without a real background or understanding of what it really takes to build and market a business.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly drained the nest egg that I had set aside for my sabbatical
mm-hmm.
and decided, you know, it was time to go back to work. And so I went back to work at a job in real estate development, which was actually a lot of fun at the time mm-hmm. because my background is architecture and design. And then at about the time that the real estate market was declining, my husband opened the practice,
mm-hmm.
and it was initially by accident that I ended up working in his office. It was he had hired an assistant who did something that she shouldn't have done, and we had to let her go, and it was, you know, Friday afternoon and Monday morning, he needed someone in the office to answer the phone. So I went to pitch in. Mm-hmm. Then I very, very quickly saw that he had the same challenge in the office that I had in starting my coaching business, which was a way to recruit patients and market.
And
so
grow.
I got quickly, you know, delved into, you know, learning and coming up with a plan for marketing.
So let me just ask you before we go mm-hmm. into that a little more in depth. Did you have a moment when you actually decided, I want to be a life coach, I go to school, this is my calling, this is what I want, this is what I might want to do, it's different than architecture and design.
Mm-hmm.
But then at some point you said, okay, this is not working, I have to get a job. Was it disappointing?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, I look back and wish that I had, you know, we've done programs together. I wish that I had had that information back mm-hmm. then, because I probably would have stayed in coaching.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why I ask you is because I think there are so many women out there who leave their jobs, who make a decision to start a business, and then don't get enough tools to help to be
mm-hmm.
supported. They think they can do it all on their own, which I know you
mm-hmm.
tried, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, or get some tools, but maybe at some point out of fear go back to getting a job, which is not wrong, mm-hmm. but if they know that there are tools to help them, right, mm-hmm. stay in mm-hmm. on the same track, maybe they stay with their vision and they keep pushing mm-hmm. forward, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think I would really encourage any women who are still in a job and thinking about leaving that at the same time as considering what their passion is and what type of business they might want to do, to acknowledge up front, and while at the same time as doing any training required for that or putting things in place mm-hmm. to be also working on getting the marketing skills.
Okay.
You know, from the very beginning, acknowledge up front that if you want to have your own business, marketing is an essential part of being an entrepreneur.
It is, yeah, and so is sales, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yes. And that, you know, because you need clients, so you need a way to attract and convert clients.
Right.
Or customers, you know, whatever your business. And that was the big surprise for my husband as well, because he had been an ER doctor where, you know, he just showed up at work and there were patients literally dying to see him.
Right.
And when he opened this practice that's different than a traditional medical practice where people put their name, doctors are on insurance lists and that's how people find them.
Mm-hmm.
He needed a way for patients to know that he was there, what he did, and be willing to pay cash, hard-earned dollars,
right.
for his services.
Yeah, it's changing paradigm the way we operate,
yeah.
yes. Yeah. Yeah. So you are in this place where now you are being forced to learn what you didn't learn before, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You try to run away, but it comes mm-hmm. to get you.
Yeah. The universe sort of works that out.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to break again for a quick commercial, but when we return, I want to talk more with you about how you actually got people to show up at your door and start mm-hmm. giving you guys money. So we'll be right back with a commercial sure. and with them, Wendy Bauer-Schmidt.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloane Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power Hour.
At 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloane.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
People start to say
And we are back with Wendy Bauerschmidt. I just love how these songs align themselves. This was perfect because it's, will I ever get it right? And what we spoke about right before you went to a commercial, it's you not learning something the first time around, so the universe sends you another opportunity. So you go from wanting to change a career to going back to getting a job in the same career you left originally. And realizing you have to learn some more things. And one day your husband needs somebody to come in and help with the practice, and there you are. So how did you guys, just tell me from what happens from that moment till to get more people in the door, to get them to pay you money? What's the journey? What happens?
It was some trial and error, and then I enrolled in a good marketing mastermind, and we did all of those things that you need to do. I hate to use the need word, but that one does when starting a business. And some of them we did right, and some of them we learned and adapted, and a lot of public speaking. Having a way to get people aware that he existed and the services. It is a local business, so the local speaking was a good source. And then also online, because more and more people who are looking for those types of services do a lot of research online. And then also looking at who are our people and where do they hang out.
Okay, so it's
other places like yoga studios, Pilates studios, health food stores, vegan restaurants, places where people who are interested in health tend to congregate, were the kinds of other businesses that we have partnered with and cultivated relationships. And I think that that's something that a lot of physicians typically over other aligned alternative types of practitioners. What I've seen is that isn't something that doctors particularly think about. They're used to, my husband's explained this to me, as their training is, to become an expert, and then only if you can't solve it, then you go to the even higher expert. For this new paradigm, a lot of people who are aligned can really work together.
Right. So so you mean reaching out to other doctors, potentially?
Yes.
Other experts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other doctors, other acupuncture physicians, chiropractors, energy healers, yoga, Pilates instructors, that are all part of the wellness paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me ask you, for you, were the things that you were able to translate from your past experiences in real estate development into this business?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What I did in finance was develop servicing systems for what we would call high-tech loans, because there were loans where the borrower is in default, so they need a lot of extra attention. And an integrative practice is, I liken it to a high-touch practice, because it's not a typical, you come in and the doctor spends 7 minutes with you and sends you on your way with a prescription.
Right.
The first appointment is, in our office, is 90 minutes. It's very deep and intense. There are a lot of other services that we provide, including IVs and other treatments, and the goal is healthy lifestyle, stress reduction, and so that's not a very quick through type of environment. And so my background in those high touch servicing systems was very applicable to organizing an office like this.
Giving people a lot of attention and really making them feel special.
Yeah, and implementing systems that can support that.
So let's go back to you for a moment, and just, is there anything that you can share with us, that some struggles that you went through in building a small, being in this new place in life, right? You, mm-hmm. you have a new career, you kind of knowing you're being aligned with what you want to create, you have a great relationship, and you're building this new business together with your husband. That's a I know. Well, you want to talk about you first?
There are many challenges. Self-care, it's very important for us to remain in integrity with what we, teach our patients. And so having that time with the, with all of the responsibilities and challenges of a new business, that having that time for self-care.
So being still able to not go back to where you came from, right? Mm-hmm. Working 24/7 and stressing over
everything. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because there's always something, there's always some marketing, there's always something to write, there's always something to do.
So,
and then the challenge of working with mm-hmm. a spouse, the challenge for us, we each have our different responsibilities at the office, but it is such a, it's a passion, it's like birthing a baby, that mm-hmm. it was very difficult to, for our lives at home, to not become talking about work 24/7, and so we really had to implement some rules mm-hmm. so that our relationship didn't become unbalanced and all about work.
So do you keep each other on track to staying balanced separately mm-hmm. and together? Yeah.
Yes, we do. We meditate every morning, and we have a rule about discussing work at dinner. Mm-hmm. If we have something that we have to discuss, we'll get it off our chest at the beginning of the meal, and then we don't discuss work while we're having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or the rest of the evening, unless something comes up. We're very we set boundaries around it.
Yeah, that's really important, right? To have really mm-hmm. clear boundaries. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I think that's what happens for so many of us. When we leave the careers because we had no boundaries, mm-hmm. so to speak, right? And we hope that in the business we're going to have different life, mm-hmm. and then we fall into the same kind of a rhythm of doing even more.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's very easy for that to happen, because starting a business requires a tremendous amount of energy, and it usually involves a lot of passion. So that passion combined with energy. For many of us who have that type of personality, I've come to realize it's difficult for me to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to really work at that, because I want balance in my life. And I feel much better when I have balance.
Yeah, because you learned your lesson years ago when you left.
Yes.
Right? When you left
mm-hmm.
your corporate career. Mm-hmm. You got hit over the head once.
That, it is a constant diligence, mm-hmm. because I have the kind of personality that can become obsessive about things like that when I'm passionate about them.
Mm.
And work is very natural and comfortable for me.
Interesting. So how do you, other than meditating and setting those boundaries with your husband, what else do you do for yourself to make sure that you don't fall into that again?
Oh, exercise every day is really important for me. Some type of aerobics or yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Try to make sure that I do something every day.
And how do you put it in your calendar? How do you force yourself to do that?
I don't. What works for me is first thing in the morning. So I tend to, if I get my exercise or whatever out of the way first thing in the morning, it gets done. And if I schedule it later in the day, I've found that I have more of a tendency to, find a reason to have life take over
mm-hmm.
and for it to not happen. So I tend to have a sort of slow intro to the morning. I try to schedule going into the office a little bit later so that I have time to wake up, meditate, exercise, and
So it's a lot of self-awareness and then creating your life from, really, I mean, you're putting a lot of trust in, and I know we've spoken about it, you're putting a lot of mm-hmm. trust in things just working for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you put it in kind of calendar that you really want to experience on a daily
mm-hmm.
basis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's something that I know is hard, particularly for someone starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important because if you don't set some boundaries, then, you know, I think become less productive and the business is less successful.
And then you fall, and then you potentially fall into your old back patterns.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I know.
Yeah, and I know it's hard for people to think, you know, if I block time out of my schedule and I'm not available all the time, then I won't make enough. It's a challenge to trust that, and it really works.
It does, doesn't it? That's what I wanted to actually speak a little bit about when we come back to maybe start, but then also when we come back to really in our last segment, get into what did you have to, because I know you had a journey, just your own personal after you left your career and you decided mm-hmm. to, you met your husband and you decided to make the switch back and forth from job. I know that there is a lot that happened for you, a lot of realizations, a lot of mindset mm-hmm. shifts and belief shifts. So mm-hmm. I'd love to just talk a little bit more about that and your journey mm-hmm. and your struggles, because you have some we had some cries together over those mm-hmm. stories, and I know that mm-hmm. a lot of women can relate to that mm-hmm. So we'll be right back with Wendy Bauerschmidt, and hopefully she will make us cry. Yep.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at monty@montytaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at montytaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back with our guest Wendy Bauerschmidt, who is telling us about her journey from corporate and burnout and giving up Milan to mm-hmm. finding the love of her life when she made space for it and building a business with him. And what I wanted to talk more about is really just you in this, in all of it, and mm-hmm. what you've learned and what you struggled through.
One of the big lessons that I've learned, or that I've struggled through, is my relationship with money. And that came up from the beginning in my relationship because I was single for many years. I didn't meet and marry my husband until I was 45. And I'm a security, what you and I would call a security card, a security personality. So financial security is very important to me.
Yeah, even more than normally for women, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty extreme. Most women are security conscious, and I'm sort of like on steroids, which served me well in that I was good at saving and living below my means and earning a good living. Mm-hmm. And then when I married my husband, he has a very different money style.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been an ER doctor where if he wanted something, he could just work a little more and make some more money to pay for it, and had much more, you know, laissez-faire attitude about money, and that really pressed my buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also realized in starting a business and in being in the business that while security can be helpful, it can also be strangling, because when you have a business, you tend to need to take some risks and make some investments in order for the business to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, to add team
right.
and support. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can, you know, really strangle the business. And so I realized that I had to work on that issue or I was going to be in the way of progress.
Mm-hmm. So money was one conversation, and that's mm-hmm. actually one that so many women business owners don't have enough of, right? And
mm-hmm.
you know, you and I both see it all the time and have these conversations that we just don't have enough of that conversation, and we start creating hobbies
mm-hmm.
instead of businesses, and then all these things come up, and you and I actually work together on creating this whole relationship between money and food.
Yeah, and that's another, you know, that's been a lifelong lesson and journey for me, because when I was single and in very stressful careers, I used food as a reward, as a, you know, stress reduction, and had a weight problem, and then my body image affected my confidence and ability to be in relationship, and even though I had success at work, I believe that I would have had more success if I... The issue is when you have body image issues or issues with food, that is energy that's being diverted from being fully available and present to have what you want in your life.
Mm. So do you think you stayed in your career a little longer potentially because you were diverting energy of the energy that would have normally been diverted to creating what you really want?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was comfortable.
Yeah. So did that change? When did you come to that realization? That was it after you left your job?
No, I was working on that and becoming more aware while I was at work. What happened is at one point, I had a back problem, and I got rear-ended in a parking lot. Just a little tap, but it caused a problem in my lower back. And I had never had an issue like that before, and I wasn't very mobile. And it took a few months to heal, and then I became really committed to exercise in a real detailed way. I had always exercised, but not as consistently, and I started doing more weight training and focus on the abs to really rebuild my ability and my flexibility.
So you got...
And that really sort of changed my dynamic. I started to look at food and use food as fuel instead of for emotional mm-hmm. reasons.
So you got a tap on your back before you got a tap on your head.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you got that's amazing that you got messages way before.
Yeah.
So where are you now with all of that, all of those transitions over the last few years, and all those realizations, and implementing everything you're doing? Where are you now?
Oh well, now it's particularly with what we do in the practice. It's been an even deeper journey to having an overall wellness, for lack of a better word, lifestyle. And that really is body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. So having a spiritual practice is important. Eating well, exercising, reducing stress, minimizing the toxins in our environment so that we can be really healthy. That's really important. Having a healthy relationship, it's all part of, you know, having a healthy, happy life. And then helping other people, inspiring other people to do the same.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's awesome. That's what your practice is all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think that all those things that have happened in the past, is this the place where you are right now? Is it your calling? Do you feel like it's your passion, your calling, or you really were meant to be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, what I've seen more recently that I'm being called to do is help other integrative practitioners to be successful, so that they can help spread the message and change the way healthcare is delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what I've been called to more recently is to help educate more about toxins in our home and our environment. Since building was my background, mm-hmm. and design and homes, and I've spent a tremendous amount of time and energy researching about all the materials that we use and all the things that we bring into our home and have in our home. So those are two areas for me right now that are very present in helping to help people become well.
Wow, so you're able to bring your education that you've acquired over many, many years, right, in real estate and development and design, and now combine it with what you are learning over the last few years about health.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And and now you also have the tools to build your business because you had to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it all really is perfect. There's a saying at a place out in Kansas, the Reardon Clinic, where my husband did his training. There's a stone that says EWOP, everything always works out perfectly.
Oh, I like that. Everything always works out perfectly.
It's my motto.
EWOP. Wow. Mm-hmm. So when you're in a moment of distress and you have to go get a job because your business didn't work out exactly as you wanted in the moment, EWOP.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's awesome. So as our time is almost up, regretfully. It goes by so quickly. Can you share something as a parting gift, a parting mindset, or something that really is very, very strong for you right now that you want to share with other women who might have been in the same position as you have in the past, maybe changing careers, maybe saying, having all these disjointed experiences?
I would think that EWOP is a huge mindset, that, you know, trusting that everything is really working out the way it should, that it does work out perfectly. And then another one that I think is really huge is that fear is never the truth.
I love that. Can you say it one more time?
Sure. Fear is never the truth.
Okay. So fear is never the truth. Okay.
Yes. You know, it comes up, you know, it's natural, and I like to think of it as when fear does come up, when I'm thinking about something that, you know, I want to do going forward, if it doesn't have fear, then I'm not pushing the envelope enough.
Mm. Okay, so the fear is an indicator.
It's very natural for fear to come up.
Wow, that's awesome. What a moment to finish on. Thank you so much for your time and sharing all the wisdom with us, Wendy. That was really awesome, a lot of fun.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. And if you want to learn more about the topics we'll be speaking to in the future, just find us on Facebook at Sexy Body Sassy Soul. If you want to, if you listen to everything that Wendy was sharing, but just want a quick transcript of all the little gems, I'm going to be posting them on my website to my very tight community of peeps. And if you want to be part of my community, go to sexybodysassysoul.com, claim your 3-part gift, become part of my community, and learn even more about what our guests are sharing with you. Meanwhile, this is Anna Kowalska, your host of Sexy Body Sassy Soul. Stay sexy and sassy. Thank you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a female entrepreneur ready to break through? Join us at Sexy Body Sassy Soul, where women are empowered to ask for and receive what they truly want in love, life, and business. Tune in Thursdays at noon Eastern Time to learn tips and juicy secrets from inspiring women and men who dare to define their success. Get inspired, stay motivated, and define your version of joy and success with Sexy Body Sassy Soul every Thursday at noon New York Time on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.